Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A Temple student has had their visa revoked by the U.S. State Department, according to a statement from University President John Fry. KYW's Vic Rakapathy tells us the incident has many students feeling uneasy.
Temple President John Fry said in a statement the university does not know what reasoning the State Department had for using its discretion to revoke the student's visa. Fry also did not identify the student, their major, their class, nor their country of origin, but he says the student chose to go home. Christopher Birkenstam is a Temple student, and he says receiving Wednesday afternoon's email was a shock.
I'm feeling really upset about the email that we received earlier. I thought that it was very vague, and there was a gross lack of clarity that I think is just going to foster fear instead of quell it on campus.
President Fry's email did refer students to counseling resources, as is common practice for potentially traumatic announcements, and he says Temple is providing the student with academic, emotional, and legal support. But after Fry sent an email last Friday warning students about the State Department revoking hundreds of student visas and saying Temple is committed to doing all it lawfully can to assist in a similar situation, Aiden Keller thinks administration should be doing more.
It did feel a little bit hollow. I would say the majority of students here are very opposed to it. And I think an action where they stand behind the students is something that needs to happen.
Fry says Temple has not received any reports of ICE or Customs and Border Protection officers on campus. At Temple University, Vic Rakapathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
A Philadelphia man who recently pled guilty to charges connected with stealing thousands of dollars worth of beef was shot and killed in Roxborough Tuesday night, and police believe he was targeted. KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson explains.
Police were called to the Ridge Court Apartments near the ShopRite along Ridge Avenue around 9:15, where they found 32-year-old Tariq Duncan shot several times throughout the body. He was rushed to the hospital and died soon after. 2 weeks ago, Duncan pleaded guilty to charges connected to the theft of $7,000 worth of beef in Holmesburg last year. Prosecutors charged him and two others, alleging the three broke into a tractor trailer to steal 1,600 pounds of meat. Duncan, who was from the Francisville neighborhood, was set to be sentenced in June. Investigators say they found a gun next to Duncan and they're working to determine who owned it, but say they were not able to recover any video of the incident. Police ask anyone who may know something to call in with a tip, even if you remain anonymous. There's a $20,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest and conviction, as with every homicide in the city. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Five people, including two 10-year-old boys, have been arrested and charged in connection with a brutal attack of two women after the St. Patrick's Day parade in Conshohocken last month. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
According to the Conshohocken Police Department, two women were repeatedly kicked, stomped, and punched while on the ground after the parade on March 15th. The extent of their injuries is not being released. An investigation was launched into the incident, and officials say a 35-year-old woman, an 18-year-old man, a 16-year-old boy, and two 10-year-old boys were arrested and charged in connection with the attack. Police say all five have been charged with aggravated assault, simple assault, and related offenses. Additionally, the adult suspects face charges of corruption of minors. Officials are urging anyone with information on the assault to contact the Conshohocken police. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Ensemble Arts Philly is partnering with Broadway Bridges on a new pilot program giving local high school kids a chance to see Broadway up close and personal. KYW's Sheridae Howard reports the first show students will see is Anne Juliet at the Academy of Music.
So we get to dress up, we get to see Broadway and enjoy each other's company.
Sienna Van Ryn Central High School Class 286 describes herself as a performer through and through. And Broadway, she says, it's in her blood.
I remember just falling immediately in love with it and just wanting to dance and sing and really just show off.
And 54 other students have an opportunity to see Broadway shows through the Broadway Bridges program, promoting culture and equity through access to live theater with heavily discounted tickets. Peter Kelsey, the art teacher at Central High School, says the performers and stage crew kids are making the most of those $10 tickets.
There's the students who want to see the singing and the dancing, but there's the other kids who will be the ones that just ooze over the technical side of theater.
The pilot program involves only two schools now, Central and Kappa. But Crystal Brew with the Philadelphia Orchestra and Ensemble Arts is crossing her fingers. The program expands.
We love, love, love to make new audiences, new artists out of programs just like this.
Sheridan Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.